J'aimerais que l'histoire se termine au volant de la Ventador. Chérie, fais pas trop de bruit, la police t'a pas la porte. J'ai mis mon cœur, ma haine, le plan du coffre dans le sac de sport. Ils savent pas trop ce que je fais la nuit quand maman dort. J'aimerais que l'histoire se termine au volant de la Ventador. Chérie, fais pas trop de bruit, la police t'a pas la porte. J'ai mis mon cœur, ma haine, le plan du coffre dans le sac de sport. Ils savent pas trop ce que je fais la nuit quand maman dort. J'voulais que ma vie s'illumine, la misère a baissé les stores. Le produit vient du cargo, appel de phare, j'suis dans un port. Tony M manie les armes pour régler tous les désaccords. Cette vie est difficile, petit frère refuse de vivre ici. Le barman comprend pas, il voit des impacts dans son bar. On cache l'arme du crime dans un square, on part en cavale quelque part. On est suivi par quelque part, le passeport caché quelque part. Parce que l'ancien maintenant c'est nous, l'ancien peut plus mettre des teutards.
Tu frappes ton tête, on va pas te séparer.
Maman m'a dit ne va pas t'égarer, mais moi j'ai préféré la détailler.
Maman t'inquiète, du quartier je vais me tailler.
J'aimerais que l'histoire se termine au volant de la Ventador. Chérie, fais pas trop de bruit, la police t'a pas la porte. J'ai mis mon cœur, ma haine, le plan du coffre dans le sac de sport. Ils savent pas trop ce que je fais la nuit quand maman dort. J'aimerais que l'histoire se termine au volant de la Ventador. Chérie, fais pas trop de bruit, la police t'a pas la porte. J'ai mis mon cœur, ma haine, le plan du coffre dans le sac de sport. Ils savent pas trop ce que je fais la nuit quand maman dort.
Cité sans père, j'volais pour pas ruiner maman. Pas d'amis que des frères, sous shit on tapait des comas. On pensait pas mourir violemment sous les balles des AK dans le secteur. Mais pas majeur, frère à toute heure, y'a que des dramas, c'est la merde. On va s'en sortir ma fille, quand j'te regarde j'me dis que j'ai pas le choix, j'vais réussir. L'homme que le soleil a brûlé connaît la valeur de l'ombre. J'y vois clair mais ils aiment entendre chanter mes idées sombres. Tu frappes ton tête, on va pas te
Maman m'a dit ne va pas t'égarer, mais moi j'ai préféré la détailler.
Maman t'inquiète, du quartier je vais me tailler.
J'aimerais que l'histoire se termine au volant de la Ventador. Chérie, fais pas trop de bruit, la police t'a pas la porte. J'ai mis mon cœur, ma haine, le plan du coffre dans le sac de sport. Ils savent pas trop ce que je fais la nuit quand maman dort. J'aimerais que l'histoire se termine au volant de la Ventador. Chérie, fais pas trop de bruit, la police t'a pas la porte. J'ai mis mon cœur, ma haine, le plan du coffre dans le sac de sport. Ils savent pas trop ce que je fais la nuit quand maman dort.
Hey folks, it's me, your faithful DJ Amelia Williams, here at 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am back from a brief summer hiatus that was not planned. It won't happen again. You are here in the Fauna Sauna, where we are all just a bunch of megafauna in a world that is getting hotter. It's actually a very beautiful day today here in Medford, and the sky is blue, though the country is still falling apart. I am not going to be speaking a lot today because I've run out of time to submit this show, but I will let you know what is coming up in the hour. Up next, we have the first half of Dead's album, their most recent album, Flower of Devotion. I love this band, and I'm glad that they are getting a little chance to be in the sun with this record. Then we will have our PSA from James Baldwin from his debate with William F. Buckley in 1965 at the University of Cambridge. He is stunning, as usual, and but we're not playing Buckley's audio because idiots do not need more airtime. At the half hour, we will hear from the 3 Degrees and a compilation album of theirs. I think the track called Maybe is the delight, but all are wonderful. Gil Scott-Heron will end the hour better than I could. I am glad to be back with you all today. You know, keep wearing a mask, keep being a menace, enjoy the hour.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. nobody, somebody, no one, somebody, nobody, somebody, no one.
What is relevant about this is that whereas 40 years ago when I was born, the question of having to deal with what is unspoken by the subjugated, what is never said to the master, of having to deal with this reality was a very remote possibility. It was in no one's mind. When I was growing up, I was taught in American history books that Africa had no history, and neither did I. That I was a savage, about whom the less said the better, who had been saved by Europe and brought to America. And of course, I believed it. I didn't have much choice. Those were the only books there were. Everyone else seemed to agree. If you walk out of Harlem, ride out of Harlem, downtown, the world agrees. What you see is much bigger, cleaner, whiter, richer, safer than where you are. They collect the garbage. People obviously can pay their life insurance. The children look happy, safe. You're not. And you go back home. And it would seem then, of course, that it's an act of God, that this is true, that you belong where white people have put you. It is only since the Second World War that there's been a counter image in the world. And that image not come about through any legislation on the part of any American government, but through the fact that Africa was suddenly on the stage of the world, and Africans had to be dealt with in a way they'd never been dealt with before. This gave an American Negro, for the first time, a sense of himself beyond a savage or a clown. It has created, and will create, a great many conundrums. One of the great things that the white world does not know, but I think I do know, is that black people are just like everybody else. One has used the myth of Negro and the myth of color to pretend and to assume that you are dealing essentially with something exotic, bizarre, and practically, according to human laws, unknown. Alas, that is not true. We are also mercenaries, dictators, murderers, liars. We are human too. What is crucial here is that unless we can manage to establish some kind of dialogue between those people whom I pretend have paid for the American dream and those other people who have not achieved it, we will be in terrible trouble. I want to say at the end, at the last, is that that is what concerns me most. We are sitting in this room and we are all, at least we like to think we are, relatively civilized, and we can talk to each other at least on certain levels. So that we could walk out of here assuming that the measure of our enlightenment, or at least our politeness, has some effect on the world. It may not. I remember, for example, when the ex-Attorney General, Mr. Robert Kennedy, said that it was conceivable that in 40 years in America we might have a Negro president. And that sounded like a very emancipated statement, I suppose, to white people. They were not in Harlem when this statement was first heard, and did not hear, and possibly will never hear, the laughter and the bitterness and the scorn with which the statement was greeted. From the point of view of the man in the Harlem barbershop, Bobby Kennedy only got here yesterday. And now he's already on his way to the presidency. We've been here for 400 years, and now he tells us that maybe in 40 years, if you're good, we may let you become president. What is dangerous here is the turning away from anything any white American says. The reason for the political hesitation in spite of the Johnson landslide is the one that's been betrayed by American politicians for so long. And I'm a grown man, and perhaps I can be reasoned with. I certainly hope I can be. But I don't know, and neither does Martin Luther King, none of us know, how to deal with those other people whom the white world has so long ignored, who don't believe anything the white world says, and don't entirely believe anything I or Martin say. And one can't blame them. You watch what has happened to them in less than 20 years. It seems to me that the city of New York, for example, this is my last point, which is that Negroes in it for a very long time. If the city of New York were able, as it has indeed been able, in the last 15 years to reconstruct itself, tear down buildings and raise great new ones, downtown and for money, and has done nothing whatever except build housing projects in the ghetto for the Negroes. And of course the Negroes hate it. Presently the property does indeed deteriorate because the children cannot bear it. They want to get out of the ghetto. If the American pretensions were based on a more honest assessment of life and of themselves, it would not mean for Negroes, when someone says urban renewal, that Negroes simply are going to be thrown out into the streets, which is what it does mean now. This is not an act of God. We're dealing with a society made and ruled by men. If the American Negro had not been president in America, I am convinced that the history of the American labor movement would be much more edifying than it is. It is a terrible thing for an entire people to surrender to the notion that 1/9 of its population is beneath them. And until that moment, until the moment comes, when we, the American people, are able to accept the fact that I have to accept, for example, that my ancestors are both white and black, that on that continent we are trying to forge a new identity for which we need each other, and that I am not a ward of America, I am not an object of missionary charity, I am one of the people who built the country. Until this moment, there is scarcely any hope for the American dream, because the people who are denied participation in it, by their very presence, will wreck it. And if that happens, it's a very grave moment for the West. Thank you.
Green for the eyes, take a look around. You know, girls, it's hard to find a guy that really blows your mind. And you just dig everything he does, like when he gives you that great big special hug and that heavy kiss. Girls, you know the kind. The kind that's in the wrong place at the wrong time, and it really turns you on. Well, I had a guy like that. And then that time that happens to all of us, we had an argument. And like all, and I mean all us girls, I said some pretty dumb things like get lost. I don't want to see you anymore. But he was cool. He just stood there looking so hurt. And he said, if that's the way you want it. And he split. And I just stood there looking dumb and let that man walk right out of my life. And I've been as evil as a wet hen ever since. I told myself I wasn't gonna sweat it. But I did. Oh, he was inside of me. And my thoughts, my dreams. Every place I went, I saw his face. And my friends, they knew. I know they knew. And then one evening I was standing at the bus stop and I heard a voice behind me say, hi, baby. Oh, I just fell all apart inside because I hadn't heard that voice in such a long time. I turned around and there he was, looking good. Oh, I just can't tell you how good that man looked to me. And as I stood there trying to maintain myself, he asked me if I had a few minutes. I really wanted to tell him that I had a lifetime, but I couldn't blow my cool. We stopped at a cozy little place. And I guess the shock of seeing him made me order a martini, because that's something that I've never done before. But I felt I needed something stronger than coffee to lean on. Oh, the music was soft and the lights were low, and that drink had started going to my head. He hadn't said anything about us, so I knew it was my move, and it had to be now. I could feel my nerve building. I couldn't let him go. Not this time. Not this time. So I took his hand, looked him straight into the eyes, and I said,
maybe, maybe, if I cried every day. The night is slipping away. Say lovey, say lovey. And there's still so much left to say. Say lovey, say lovey. We haven't got time, 'cause I'll be gone when the sun shines. Oh my love, you've been good to me. Say lovey, say lovey, say, say lovey. We haven't got time, 'cause I'll be gone when the sun shines. Sugar on Sunday, I'm leaving on Monday. Only got one day to love you.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.